The year is 2023. Your evil Scotsman is back. Years ago, I left a podcast here. If you know me or remember me, I deal in ufology, the paranormal, anything out of the ordinary, what I would call today's new science. People look at it in the wrong way, folks. You got to look at what's happening today. We've recently had a lot of UAP hearings. Some call it a distraction. Some are 100% in. Now, you got to look at the world, okay? There's a lot going on. There's a lot of wars happening. It's a rough time right now. 2023 is a weird time, but it's getting even weirder, folks. We've found alien bodies in Peru. We've had reports of the government working with extraterrestrials, which is 100% probable, from my podcast I left years ago. I said I would come back and let everybody know when it was time. We're coming up to the time where we will be hit with a lot of stuff that's going to leave some people afraid. A lot of people are going to be already aware of what's going on, how the government work behind closed doors. You know, if you read up on Eisenhower, there was a meeting between him and extraterrestrial race. There was an agreement signed where these, let's call them visitors, could, in a sense, basically abduct us. And their end of the bargain was, we do not mess with them because they have superior power, let's face it. What we've seen, the craft that are flying around our skies, it's just unreal, folks. And it's not even unreal anymore, it's becoming real, it's become very real. And now, there's a skiff coming up in the United States with a Mr. David Grush. I believe you'll all know that name, the whole world knows that name by now. Now, when we get this skiff, the public, I urge everyone around the world, in the UK, across the pond, everywhere, that hears this, that listens to this, is interested in this topic, push for more information. David Grush is a national hero. The men and ladies that have stood up with him are absolute legends. Mr. George Knapp, Jeremy Corbell, props to you guys. Props to you guys. George Knapp, you are an absolute legend. Everything that's come to light, I can tell everyone from my sources, which are always 100% accurate. If you follow me on Twitter, at EdKelly75. At EdKelly75, if you follow me there, you will know I show and share only the truth. Now, it's been coming up for a long time. I've been waiting to do this podcast. I was going to have a guest on with me today, but I decided we'll keep that for another time. We're going to get this going and keep it going from now on. Now, these UAP hearings is going to be very interesting. I'm going to tell you what they're going to show you eventually. 2024, the end of this year, near 2024, okay? You're going to get to see some technology. You're going to get to see some craft from another planet, folks. Another world. Something that crashed here centuries and centuries and centuries. God knows how many hundreds of thousands of years ago. They're going to show you artifacts that they've found. They are going to show you bodies. They've already shown you some bodies in Peru, but those things, I believe, were native to this planet at some point. We don't know, but we shall know. Now, also, I urge everyone not to go with mainstream news. Do not listen to mainstream news. They lie. Recently, you all know the RO department had a new, managing director put in place. Because the last one, let's face it, lied. All right, we all know this. You've seen the hundreds of thousands of reports of UAPs, UFOs, all the footage that's going around nowadays. There's so much going on, folks. And I just want to let you know, it's going to be a big big year for UAP fans, UFO fans, extraterrestrial fans, interdimensional extraterrestrial fans. Now that's going to be a big talking point. Interdimensional, okay? That's going to be a big talking point with these craft, because in effect, what they're going to tell you is they may have, and this sounds wild, but they may have time machines, okay? Some of these craft may be able to travel in time, okay? Now, a lot of you that do a lot of study on it will know exactly what I'm talking about. A lot of you that don't know what I'm talking about will find out. Don't worry, it's coming out. Along with Mr. Grush, Mr. Graves, Jeremy Corbell fighting for it, George Knapp fighting for it, all these men and women, Christopher Mellon, so many people that are fighting with an iron fist to get this information to you. If we could be living a better life without paying bills, without paying for your petrol, power, which is free, by the way, power should be free. It is free. It's been suppressed from the public for so long now. The cars should be free to run, and they will be, they should be, when, should they ever decide to release that information. But as far as the alien UAP phenomenon goes, the end of 2023, this year, you know it, you can feel it inside you, it's building up. 2024, you're going to get a big drop, you're going to get a lot of shocks, there's going to be a lot of shock and awe. And you are going to get to see these craft, and you are going to get to see these extraterrestrial bodies. So keep your eyes peeled, guys, keep your eyes to the skies, push your government officials, your Congress, anyone you know for more information, especially in the UK, okay? Australia, everywhere, Russia, Ukraine, Egypt, everywhere needs to push for this. We need peace on this planet, folks, and something needs to happen to bring that peace about. And this is the only thing that can bring that peace about, if we discover a new way of life, a new way of living together, then we have to employ these methods, okay? We have to get this information to the world. We have to stop these wars, because let's face it, the world is going to hell under the leadership we have. It is not working. We need to fix it. We need to sort it out. We need the governments to sit down, discuss, and share. Okay? No more fighting. We need to stop this. There's too many people dying. There's too many people getting killed over nothing. Young men fighting young men they don't know, over wars that belong to old men that do know other old men. It's wars that should not exist. There are people dying unnecessarily. Please listen to me when I say this. Do not fight these wars for people you do not know. Stop sending your children to wars. Please spread this message. Do not send them to wars. Okay? There are big changes on the horizon, folks, unless we stop this war. These wars that are going around on around this world we know. We've got to stop it. There's another way of life, there's a better way of life, and we can share it, we can find it. All we got to do is talk, and that's exactly what's going on. And props to Mr. Burchett, Congressman Burchett over in the USA, who is fighting to find this information out. Free energy, free power. There's an evil force on this planet, folks. A lot of people see it. You see it in the movies, you see it in the music, and they are fighting to keep the human race down. Somebody out there is trying to keep us down. We have to find out who these people are. We have to bring them down. Okay? If we stand as one, we can do it. Let's get behind everybody that's fighting for the truth, and let's bring the truth to light. 2024 is going to be a very enlightening year. 2023 has already been a very enlightening year. A lot of people around the world are opening their eyes, and a lot of people can see what's going on now. There's an evil force here in this world. You heard it from Elon Musk himself. They call themselves extinctionists. They would rather there were no humans on this planet. There is something seriously wrong with that way of thought. We needed more humans on this planet. Okay? I'm pro-human, folks. I am pro-human. Now, before I go, please share this episode. Enjoy this episode. I'm back. I'm going to be doing a few more of these. In fact, I'm going to be doing a lot more of these. I'll have a few guests on. And I'll keep you up to date with the information that I have. But I do know you are going to be seeing a hell of a lot more in 2024 than you have ever seen in your lives. Now, we need to change the world. We've got to do it together. Get behind these people. Get this information out. There is free energy. Energy should be free. The internet should be free. Everything should be free. But there are people fighting to destroy our food. You've seen the food being burnt down. You've seen the train crashes. You've seen all these coincidental accidents. Those are no coincidences, folks. Remember what I tell you. There are ones at the top, the elites. They are extinctionists, anti-human. I am not anti-human. I am pro-human. These elites have to be brought to justice. We have to find out who they are. Most of us already know who they are. But they have to be exposed big time. And they will be. They will be. All we got to do is stick together. Please subscribe to my channel right here. Follow me on Twitter at EdKelly75. Hit me up on Twitch. I do also, apart from ufology, a man's got to cheer himself up. So I do a bit of game streaming on Twitch. Follow me. I am the Evil Scotsman 75. On Twitch TV. That's at EdKelly75 on Twitter or The Evil Scotsman 75 on Twitch TV. But for now, my friends, I will leave you with a hearty farewell just now. I shall be back dropping more information for you very, very soon. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this. If you've heard me before, I thank you for sticking with me. But you know, it's been a couple of years. I told you I'd be back. I told you I'd be back, and I'll be here again. So stay cool, stay safe, stay together. And remember, back pro-humans. Doesn't matter what colour you are, doesn't matter what religion you've got, none of that matters. Every one of us, at the end of the day, think about this, we're all just a brain in a jar, okay? 8 billion people with 8 billion different opinions. You can't win. Even if you try and argue, you can't win. Some you lose, some you win, you know what I'm saying. But in the end, what matters is we are all one, okay? Stop the killing, stop the wars. Bring on peace, bring on free energy, bring on free food. Let's save this planet. It's falling apart, folks. We need help. And the only way we can do that is by exposing anti-human elites. It's got to be done. It's got to be done. Justice must be served in the end, and it will be. In my lifetime, I want to see peace on this planet. I want to see these extraterrestrials that we are in contact with, and we know that the US government are, and the Australian government. In case you didn't know, folks, there is a government behind the government, behind your government in the USA. There is a shadow government, okay? They are in contact with these groups. This is going to come to light. We have to make this a reality, okay? It's real, it's true, believe it. Thank you for listening. Tune in again. I'll be back soon. I hope you enjoyed. Have an awesome day, and I'll see you by the new folks.